You're listening to My Spirit Radio, Worldwide Broadcasting Network, on FM, digital radio, and across the internet. www.myspiritradio.com.
Psychic Cafe Coffee Break is brought to you by Psychic Cafe. www.psychiccafe.org. Psychic Cafe Coffee Break with Kim Arnold.
Welcome back from the break. You're listening to Kim Arnold, back here with Samantha Beaumont. Hello, Samantha.
Hello.
Right, we're going to be talking about the medicine wheel now, just leading on from our prior interview. Tell us about the medicine wheel, please, Sam.
Okay. Well, what is a medicine wheel? Well, according to Sun Bear, it is a sacred earth-based tool. The medicine wheel appears to be only 36 simple stones. But each stone represents a different aspect of your soul or of your personality. And what we can do with a medicine wheel is if we lay out the four directions and the middle one only, just to simplify this explanation,
yeah.
What we can do is we can go and visit the four directions or the four power animals at those directions. Now, for example, in the east, we would place a stone in the east, and anybody can do this. This is what everyone needs to know.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make a medicine wheel, what you need to do is you need to go out somewhere in nature and just ask permission to pick up five rocks or crystals or stones. You can buy them at a shop and bring home, make it out of flowers, but you need five crystals, for example. Now, what you can do is you can make a medicine wheel anywhere, outside or in your home or by your bed or under your bed. And what you do is, what you're going to do is you're going to declare a sacred space. It can be 8 foot across or it can be 10 centimeters across.
Mm-hmm.
They're just as powerful. Now, what I teach people to do is to go and find five stones, put it in your garden if you wish, or come and do it in your own bedroom. And then we stand and we find out where the east is, so where the sun rises in the morning for you. And what we will do is we just really quietly hold the stone, and we're doing a ceremony, so we are honoring every single time any Native American Indian has called in the spirit keeper of the east, which is the eagle, which we have an animal that represents that as well. So what we will do is we'll just say, I call in the spirit keeper of the east, eagle, and we place a stone in the east, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then what you do is, and you call in that power, the power of the east. Then you go to the south, and you call in the spirit keeper of the south, okay, which is coyote, which is the emotions. You go to the west and you call in Spirit Keeper of the West and you place a stone and you call in Grizzly Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the north and you place a stone down, just very simply, but very, very with honor, and you call in the Spirit Keeper of the North, which is White Buffalo. And then you go to the center of the space and you place a stone down and you say, Creator, Great Mystery, Great Spirit, Nature, God, whatever your beliefs are,
mm-hmm.
and you place the stone in the middle. You now have a circle to work with. This is a very basic, basic medicine wheel, but anybody can use it. So what this medicine wheel is for, it is the most sacred symbol on the planet, the wheel. When you create a circle, it focuses the energy. Indigenous people from all walks of life, ancient and present, have used it as an altar, as a sacred space.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place that you can go that's only purely yours. Now, when we get in this medicine wheel, what you want to do, each of the four directions represents something new. So you can go and ask information about yourself. So you can find out from the east. You call in the eagle of the east, which represents new beginnings. So, for example, you've made your medicine wheel and you want to start you want to find a new job. So you go to the east and you call in the spirit keeper of the east and you call in eagle and you say, you ask to receive healing for your new job. And you can go to the south and you can ask something for your emotions, like a boyfriend or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to the east and ask for, you know, spiritually to, you know, become a calmer person, to listen to your voice within. And then you go to the north for your future. Now, what a medicine wheel is a place that you can go to every day. You can go there to do your prayers. You can go there to focus your energy. But what you are doing is you're using the sacred space. Now, for example, last week, a friend of mine was getting married, and just before she got married, I said, I'm going to make you a special medicine wheel, because they're getting married. It's like a special focusing point. Now, her husband-to-be is in the army and he wants early release. And they told him, you are not leaving until January 08. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
Well, last week I made a medicine wheel out of beautiful white lilies and a white crystal, and I blessed their wedding. So you call in the four directions and you ask all of nature. A medicine wheel represents everything in nature.
Yes.
So you can call in the trees. You can call in Mother Earth, Father Sky. This is what I did. Mother Earth, Father Sky, the trees and the planets, everything, all of creation is part of this medicine wheel. And the four stones and the middle stone represent everything that is here. So I called all of creation, yeah, to help my friend, that her husband would be released from the army by this July, and which is impossible, basically. Well, I found out this morning that he's been released because we made this medicine wheel for that particular thing, for their wedding, and to ask him to be released. And then what happened was we called in all the energies, and they've actually granted it within about 10 days, which is
wow,
a miracle. So that's what a medicine wheel is. It's a sacred place for you to sit in. You can do your yoga in it, but it becomes very powerful. Every time I go into my medicine wheel, if I'm in a really bad mood, which happens rarely, but occasionally, so I'll go into the medicine wheel, and I'll just let go and relax and release and just collect all the good emotions I've had when I've been there before receiving healing. So it's basically like it's a healing sanctuary for you. It's
yeah.
a healing space for you. But whenever I lay down a medicine wheel for something special, I always seem to get it. So I believe that they're very powerful. You're asking for nature. You're asking Mother Earth to support you if it's for your highest good and in divine
yes.
order.
And I think also a medicine wheel, whether it's a medicine wheel or an altar or whatever, but it is a point of focus, isn't it, where you can actually still your mind.
Yeah.
And as you know, 21st century human beings, that we're constantly on the go, we're very busy, our minds are often quite erratic. Well, I know mine certainly is. And I think just knowing that you're going to spend that 5-10 minutes, whatever
yeah.
it is, just being quiet in your mind and just
yep.
focusing on those energies, I think it just helps to balance you.
Yeah.
And I do believe that many of us have sort of lost that technique, if you like, of actually feeling balance in our everyday lives, because it is like we're on a hamster, talking of animals, but often on a hamster wheel, you know, sort of running the ring every day.
What I find also is that, see, what you think about is what you get.
Mm.
So if you're worrying all week, well, you've had it. But if you can spend 10 minutes a day, you've made this beautiful little medicine wheel. I made it out of pistachio nuts once because that's all we had in the house. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's you're honoring.
Yes.
Every time you call in those four directions, okay, you're calling in the power and the energy of every single time the Native American Indians called in. They went to White Buffalo when they needed meat and food for the next day, and they asked permission, can we have this, please? And that's what you're doing. You're going in there, and the way that you're balancing your life, you're balancing yourself. What I suggest to people is, I say it takes 21 days to change a habit.
Mm.
So, you know, if you have no habit of actually spending 5 minutes working on yourself, then go and make this very simple medicine wheel.
Mm.
You know, my website, which is, you know, free for everybody, explains how to just make a medicine wheel. I do it for my kids as well, you know.
Yeah.
If they're in a, like, we've had enough, I'm like, go visit your medicine wheel. And they go in there and they'll go and talk to, my daughter goes and talks to, you know, her bear, and she comes out all smiley. I don't want, you know, it's about sort your problems out yourself. And once you're in that wheel, that's your space. You want to scream and shout,
mm-hmm.
you know, then call in healing, obviously. But
yeah.
if you actually give yourself 5 minutes a day, it's called love. And if you start loving yourself, you're going to start thinking, well, actually, I feel really good. I'm going to go. If you go in there every day for 5 or 10 minutes, and you know what, right, demand something to happen. You know, I'm not like, oh, it's all woofty-woofty, it'll
yeah,
feel
no,
lovely. Say, I said to the universe, I called all the earth. I said, please let my friend's husband be released from the army 6 months early. Yeah, and he was. So, you know, that's what it's about. It's about going, oh, I've got my medicine wheel over there doing that. I've got 10 medicine wheels in my house. I've got massive crystal ones. I've got little tiny ones made of rice in different colors, very pretty. So you make a little medicine wheel, and you, in your head, you can run in your little medicine wheel if it's not big.
Yeah.
And just sit in it all day. I say to people, take your medicine wheel to work. Walk through in your mind on the bus.
Mm.
Go to your medicine wheel. You know, go to the picture of beauty, find your four animals, call them in, because it's really good to have those four powerful animal guides with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll just sit back and laugh, because life will change, because you're saying, I want love, I want healing, I want to change my life.
Well,
and there's that
it,
medicine
yeah.
wheel in the corner, and it reminds you.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, it's there.
Well, you're putting it out, you're affirming it, aren't you? You're
yeah.
putting it out to the universe. So, Sam, tell us about the other things that you do.
What I like to do is I like to get people, what I say to everyone I meet is, right, what's your perfect day? What do you want to do? What's your dream? when you get up in the morning, where do you live? What are you eating? What are you doing with your time? And people write that down, and they're surprised. They find out, oh, my God, this is what I really want to do. I really want to work with babies, or I really want, even though they're doing something. And then we go, right, let's go, use the medicine wheel, let's get this dream active. If it's for your highest good and divine order, it happens in months, like literally. It's a very strong healing system.
Yeah.
And the really nice thing is that, say you decide, oh, I want to do this, and you write it down, and it's not for you, you'll go off it. Mm. So it's a really good way of, what I say to people is, people don't know what they want, but they know what they don't want.
Yes, that's
yeah?
right.
You know,
yes.
Oh, I don't want poverty, I don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
So write that down. I don't want this to happen. And then you look, and I'm telling you, most people, that's what's happening in your life. You're getting what you don't want. That's okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. You knew better. Now it's like, well, if I can get what I don't want, then I must be able to get what I want, because it's just about focusing.
Yeah.
And that's what's nice about the medicine wheel. If you have a negative thought or something like that, I just go, oh, my God, get the medicine wheel quickly. And I run, and I'm like, oh, my God, what am I doing? What am I doing? And it becomes fun. It really does become fun. And as I said before, because you're dealing with animals, you're dealing with nature, you're dealing with Mother Earth, we can start to teach our children, which, you know, we do in England. Lots of people love, you know, the parks. But we need to really, really, really take care of the planet as well as ourselves. And it can only, you know, we feel guilty, you know, when the forests are being cut, even if we're not doing them. We do.
Absolutely.
So what it's about reconnecting. And what the American Indians say is, the further away from nature you are, the further away from your soul you are. So if you're bringing a bit of nature into yourself, I've seen people transform their lives in a matter of months. And I'm not doing the medicine wheel for them. No, do it yourself, because
exactly,
then you start feeling better.
Yeah,
and
you're empowering yourself, aren't you? Sam, how can people find you? What's your website address?
Okay, I've got a really long name, but my website is www. Dot, then it's S and then Beaumont-Collins. Beaumont is Beaumont-Collins with two L's .com.
Yeah.
And if you go onto my site, as I said, you can do a lot of work, you know, without even meeting me. I mean, I do a lot of work on people that I never meet. But what it's about saying, I can make a difference. I can start again. Because that's what you're doing. You're giving yourself permission to start again, to go, it doesn't matter what you've learned, how you feel. Go in there, find your animals, find out, you know, listen to them, find out what you want to know, and then and also, you know, it's about loving yourself. People don't love themselves enough, and 5-10 minutes a day sitting in that wheel and declaring what you want out loud. You know, what you think, what you say, and what you do is what you get.
Absolutely.
So, okay, life's a mess, but in the medicine wheel, you're like, I'm fantastic. I tell myself I'm fantastic every day. I tell myself I'm beautiful every day. I tell myself that I'm a winner every day. And that's what it's about. It's about, and then you can do it for yourself. And then all your friends are like, my God, what's happened? And you go, oh, I've made a medicine wheel.
Sam, you've been a brilliant guest. Talking of fantastic,
you've
been a fantastic guest. But that is all for this month. So I hope that everyone that's listened in has enjoyed the show. Thank you to all my guests. And next month, we will be looking at Clairvoyance, the UK Tarot Conference, and my trip to Denver. So tune in next month with me, Kim Arnold, on My Spirit Radio.
Psychic Cafe Coffee Break is brought to you by Psychic Cafe, www.psychiccafe.org. You're listening to MySpiritRadio.com. Turn your face to the sun and the shadows fall behind you. Maori proverb.
My Spirit Radio has a vast potential audience in Europe and North America. Just think how good it could be for your business if they all heard your message. To advertise on My Spirit Radio, call us on 01622 684 562 or email sales@myspiritradio.com.